Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Upshift Podcast. Brian gives a recap of Arizona Bike Week. We talk about how many motorcycles are in the state that we live in and some surrounding states. Updates on motorcycles and just general motorcycle talk like we always do on this podcast. But guys, thanks for tuning in to the Upshift Podcast. And if you would, go ahead, get on the gram and give Brian a follow at the Upshift Brian and the Upshift Podcast. We post pictures just about motorcycles and having fun. That's what the Upshift Podcast is about, getting out riding, having a good time. I'd like to thank Mike and the team at Suspension Technologies for always keeping the Upshift guys' bikes riding straight down the road with the number one suspension in the game. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you on the next one, the Upshift Podcast. Hey guys, let's talk suspension. When the Upshift guys ride, we ride with Suspension Technologies. Built to a standard, not a price. Give those guys a follow on Instagram and on Facebook and check out their website, suspensiontechnologies.com. And if you're going to be at the Gator Spring Rally, April 25th through the 28th, go by and see the guys set up there doing free installations, front and rear suspension on your V-twin, and tell them that the Upshift Podcast sent you. And welcome in to the Upshift Podcast with your hosts, Brian and Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing tonight? I was having a little microphone problem.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Technical difficulties always here at the Upshift Podcast.
Yeah, that's you guaranteed to hear that on every episode.
We should just go ahead and just say it every single time. That's part of the intro.
Yeah, but hey, we're getting them out.
We are here. How you doing, man? It has been a while since I talked to you.
Yeah, I know. I think a lot has gone on in your world, my world. So this should be a fun little hour of talking about motorcycles.
Oh, yes. That's what we do here on the Upshift Podcast. It is all motorcycles all the time. And that's pretty much it.
That is correct. So how you been? First of all, how you been? Things good?
Things are great. You know, the weather has finally, we will say, broken to where I think I'm looking at like 7 straight days of good weather to where you can be outside till 7-8 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's good to hear. We've had a lot of rain. We had a huge snowstorm.
I'm so sorry. I think it was 84 here today.
Yeah, well, this was, I think it was maybe a week and a half ago, we got about 18 inches of snow.
Oh, my gosh.
But I was lucky enough, I was in Arizona, so I didn't have to quite deal with that. But still, there's a lot of down trees, a lot of my trails in the back for my dirt bike and four-wheelers, you know, needs a lot of cleanup.
Really?
Yeah, so. But other than that.
Spring cleanup on the trails.
Yeah, yeah. But other than that, it's been in the 50s. We haven't had any real warm days. I can be in a t-shirt for a couple hours in the afternoon, but nothing really crazy yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, of course it is spring, so it's the what we'd like to say the yellow cloud of pollen, you know, like we experienced down there in Daytona. That was, you know, kind of the first part of it. And, you know, here, bike nights are kicking off, which I haven't been to one. Doubt I'll make it out. They're just midweek. The traffic is horrible to where it is. And if I wait till traffic dies down or go the long way, then, you know, I'm there for 10 minutes. So it really, it's not worth it unless I plan, you know, hours and hours in advance to take off and go. But yeah, there's a lot of motorcycles out around here. I mean, they've been out for a while, but now, I mean, I'm seeing them every day rolling up by the office, and as my, you know, bouncing around here in town, you know, for work, I'm seeing people out on them, and, you know, places of business I go by, and the motorcycle shops, they're all full. I went into the local Harley shop today, and they had all the doors open, and I'm like, hey, it's summertime now, so go ahead and turn on the air. So, you know, if I'm going to ride my bike over here, I want to walk in and sit in the air conditioning while I'm looking at these very expensive motorcycle parts, we'll say.
I haven't even thought about air conditioning, and, you know, it's I still got to put the heat on the truck in the morning, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, we just flipped on the air here at the house. Was that just the past couple of days?
All right. Not bad.
Yeah. I've already turned off the heater out in the pump house here on the well. You know, living out in the country like I do, we have well water.
I got a well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a heater in it?
Nope.
Really?
I don't think. This is the first house I ever owned that had a well. Usually we have the city water, city sewer, but this house is up in the woods a little bit, so we have a well and sewer, septic, I mean.
Yeah, I got the same thing. Yeah, so yeah, I have a what I call a heat lamp, like you would put in, you know, a barn or whatever, or a doghouse for your animal. And then I have a heat strip, because I have some exposed pipe that go into my filter. So when I bought the house, they were there, man. It's not motorcycle related, but yeah. And I turned that on, sometime in January, and I turned it off, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, maybe.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. They probably just build the houses up here knowing that it gets cold. So I think
again, we in the South, we're not equipped.
No,
we are not equipped for cold weather. So the, like I always say, the 12 to 14 days of winter, you know, quotation marks that we had were brutal. They were brutal on us electric heat people.
I feel so bad for you. I mean,
and here's the thing about it. So I say summer, it's really spring. But you know, it's showing 79 right now, but I think in my truck, it was like, It was showing 86 when I was riding through town today. So, but you know, we're gonna be up into the mid 80s this weekend. I got a swap. Looking at the weather, and by 11 o'clock, we're gonna be bright sunshine and 80, and the humidity shows up. So, and you know, you've been down to Florida and in the summer, and you said you were sweating your rear end off. July and August, not a lot of motorcycling during the day. You can. We'll talk about that later in the what's in your saddlebag, but enough about that. But what I want to hear about is Arizona Bike Week.
Yep, Arizona Bike Week. So
take it away.
I've never been, so I was like, my buddy Todd was willing to take his truck. And so I drove to Chicago. It took me 15 hours, got to Chicago, and had some delicious pizza that night, first night.
Yes.
Yeah, and then
that was worth going.
Yes. Oh, it's like It's like lasagna in a pizza form. It's there's nothing like it around here. It's just
delicious. No, we have that. We everything here we is thin, quotation marks, New York style. No, it's Southern pizza. Okay.
Yeah. So first night, then next morning I woke up, I had to unload my bike. So I put my bike in my truck so I didn't have to bring a trailer or anything. That was a little sketchy getting it up there, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So then so he's got this big trailer. We loaded up all three bikes into the trailer and we started our journey. First day we left Chicago, we made it to Oklahoma City.
Okay.
We stayed the night on the historical Route 66.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you see anything in Oklahoma City, like the Edward Murrow Building, the one that was bombed? They have a big monument there. Did you go see that?
Oh nope. It was getting late by the time we got there. I was hoping I was going to see some street outlaw, some street racing, but
I didn't see that.
And now I can definitely relate. Because they go out there and they have street racing and there's no cars in sight. And we went down some roads where it was just nobody. It was just nothing out there.
Yeah. Flat. But
flat. And yeah.
Hardly any trees. I mean, nothing. Is there a tree in Oklahoma?
Not that I saw.
That's poor people.
Yeah. So
there's no shade in Oklahoma.
No, there's nothing. Jesus. But we made it through Oklahoma City. Then I think the next night, let's see. Yeah, we woke up from Oklahoma City. The next day, next morning, we drove all the way to Payson, Arizona.
Okay.
Beautiful Payson, Arizona. And guess what? I drove 36 hours, and I woke up that morning, and it was snowing. I was like, I've never seen this before.
No. Yeah. You sent me a text. It was what, like 30, 40 degrees and snowing?
Yeah, no, it got 28 degrees, and I should have known because we stayed at the Majestic Mountain Inn, and so when the next morning when we left there from Payson, Arizona, down to Scottsdale where we stayed, it was what a beautiful ride, but it was 28 degrees and snow on the ground, and it was a beautiful ride from the vehicle.
And how are the roads out there when it snows? Do they know what to do out there?
Yeah. I mean, I think it snows a lot in the mountains, but there was still some car accidents, a bunch of trucks off the road. So I don't think they were that used to it as much as I am. So they weren't quite as experienced, but we made it through. We made it to Scottsdale. And let's see. So Arizona Bike Week, we knew nothing about it. We knew that it took place at the West World, which is this 300-plus acre, I don't even know what to call it. It's just a venue.
Big complex. It was where they had Barrett Jackson, the auto auction.
Yeah, that's where they have the Barrett Jackson. So we go in there. I think we didn't even go there the first day. We visited Scottsdale Harley-Davidson. And they had a bunch of stuff going on, which was cool. So we're like, oh, that's going to be fun. And then we went over to Westworld, and they have a bunch of concerts and stuff going on at night.
Okay. So they, you like, buy a ticket per day?
Yeah,
or
exactly. So, but they have a bunch of vendors outside. So I figured it was kind of like a destination Daytona,
okay,
where you just get to walk around the vendors. But if you want to go into the concert, you got to pay. But no, $40 just to walk around for the day. So I guess 40 bucks wasn't bad if we were going to go to the concert at night.
So it's $40 per day, and that gets you the music and the vendors.
I believe so. I mean, it was a quick, the guy said, yep, it doesn't, we got there at like 11 o'clock in the morning, and he said, it doesn't open until 12, and it's about $40. And I said, okay, thank you. So we took off, but we did have some good rides planned. So we rode from Scottsdale. We rode up through Sedona and made our way into Jerome, Arizona, which is like, it's this haunted town on the side of a cliff.
Okay.
So you ride down the mountain to this town, and they have a haunted hamburger place, which was pretty cool. That's where we had lunch. And just the riding is spectacular there. But the only bad thing is you got to take an expressway. There's no single lane roads in Arizona. So you have to take a 2-3-4 lane highway just to get up to like the mountain areas where you can ride on the mountains. And then it does turn into a single road because it's really windy and great views. So I think that was the first day we went to Jerome. And that was probably, I think I put about 800 miles onto the Road Glide.
Oh,
within,
wow.
Yeah, within those four or five days, however long I was there.
Okay.
Yeah. And then so the second day we went to Tortilla Flat, which is another little town in the mountains. Really cool ride. On the way there, there was old, like, gold mining places. It's just really cool. That's when we started seeing some cactuses.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Cacti. So how far is that from Scottsdale?
That was probably 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, we did some good riding. It was a lot of fun. But the only bad thing is you had to take the damn expressway everywhere, and you spend an hour, hour and a half going 80 miles an hour up the expressway to where you need to go, which even the highways were pretty cool, you know, sights and views, but you know, it's hard to, when you're on the highway, it's tough to take in the beauty.
Yeah. Because there's, you know, four lanes of traffic moving at a breakneck speed.
Yeah, exactly. Four lanes.
People are trapped. So I'm trying to think. So how far off of Highway 40 were you?
Pretty far. Cause Highway 40, we got off
pretty far north. No, it's south because it's Phoenix. You were in Scottsdale.
We were south. Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm trying to picture it on a map here.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. So we left Oklahoma City, and we made it to Amarillo by morning. But we went to the Cadillac Ranch, which was like.
Yeah, cool. I saw your. So, to me, it looks like there has been so much paint sprayed on those cars that it's like falling off of
it feels like bubble gum. You touch each car, it feels like bubble gum. It's so sticky, and it's just, so you just walk out to a field and all you can smell is spray paint. And then you walk by the 10 cars and you can't even tell what they are anymore because there's so much spray paint on them.
Yeah.
So you walk back, and then it's kind of cool because the whole street, like where you park, is like probably a quarter mile. And the whole street and all the Jersey barriers, the concrete barriers, are all graffiti. It's just like everything spray painted.
Really? Yeah, yeah, I've seen pictures. I do want to go see that. There's been a lot of pictures I've seen to where if it rains, like it floods out there and you can't even get to it.
Really, I believe it because it's in the middle of a field, and I guess when it rains out there, there's nowhere for the water to go, so it just floods.
Huh. But it looks like the weather's pretty good.
Yeah, let's
talk about this. Well, let's get back to the West World. So did you go in there?
Nope, we never even did because the day we kind of dedicated to go to the West World was, I forget who was playing. I think it was Brant Gilbert. He's pretty, I've heard his songs. He's pretty, what the hell is his name? I can't
remember. Brantley Gilbert is a country.
Brantley Gilbert. Right. Yeah, country guy. So yeah, that's the day we planned on going, and he was playing, and we debated it. But we just ended up going for a ride. We actually ended up going to Cave Creek. So Arizona Bike Week is in Scottsdale. And then Cave Creek is another town, which is like 30 minutes north. And that is more of lines of like a Daytona. So All bikes parked. All bikes parked in the middle of the street.
There's okay.
There's like three. I'd say there's probably a total of six, like restaurant bars, in this little quarter mile stretch. It's not big at all.
Okay, so half of big is Main Street in Daytona.
Pretty much, and you know, there's a lot of bikes there, and you know, what I came about of it is, it's kind of like an oversized bike night.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of locals. Every license plate was Arizona, California. You know, I didn't see any other New Hampshire, New Jersey. I didn't see any license plates like that. So it was kind of weird to see so many California plates. I never see California plates around here, you know?
Yeah. Rarely see them around.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool to see that. And I probably won't go back, but I like... At least I can say I went there and checked it out, and Arizona was pretty cool. But I really think I take New Hampshire for granted for the riding. Because the riding here is just as good as out there. But so like Arizona is like New Hampshire. If New Hampshire had zero trees and you could see it, and you could see everything, because it's because their mountains are just rocks. I guess that's what our mountains are too, but we have big trees. There's no trees out there. It's weird.
Yeah. And it's green and
I'm assuming that
you know, like where I live and where you live, somewhat similar to where, you know, we can go 30 minutes, but we'll go through three or four little towns.
Yeah.
With gas stations and restaurants. But, you know, from what I've seen out there, you may be a good ways from, you know, because it's a desert, so it's not as populated as it is where we live. Which, you know, you live in New Hampshire, that's the New England where the New World started, so way more populated, you know, where you're at. But I'm sure there's some cool. You sent me that picture of that one road. Well, you know, you was like, this is the road we're riding. Where did you go that day? I don't know if there was even a name on it.
All right, let me see. I'll have to look at because that might have been going to Tortilla Flat, because that ride through the mountains was pretty spectacular.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, talk about so you go to Tortilla Flats, and I'm sure it's a popular spot during the bike week out there or anytime. Is there a lot of bikes on the road?
Not as many as you would think. So that's another thing I was talking to my buddy Todd about. So like Scottsdale, Arizona, like I don't even think they knew there was a bike week going on. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, we'd go from where we were staying, we'd go to out to eat or something. You might see a bike here and there, but it's nothing like Daytona or any other rally where you're surrounded by bikes everywhere you go.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did get to go to an In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
And it was horrible. I don't know what the.
I'm sorry. Your first. It's been like 50. Oh God. Since I went in one in California, and I remember going. I remember what it tasted like.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Probably because the day before we went to a Whataburger, and that's the best.
Yeah, I do like the Whataburger. We're actually getting one here close by my house.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't think they'll ever make it up here, but.
Yeah, if Waffle House is not coming, nobody else is, okay?
that had been the funniest Instagram you sent me about the Waffle House. Oh, that was hilarious.
I mean, that's. And what's funny about that, we'll get back to motorcycles in a minute. When you talk to people here, like there's a Waffle House, you know, there are Waffle Houses, there are two on an exit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you may be, and you talk to somebody, hey, you want to go eat the Waffle House? Well, I just ate there. Because here in the South, that people put that in their diet. They're going to at least once a month, and sometimes more.
I can see that. I mean, But we went to a Waffle House in Arizona.
Oh, so yeah, they have them out there. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
So. Did it taste as good as it does in the South?
Yes. Yes, it did. Jeez.
Very consistent. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I can get with that.
So your overall experience of, so you were out there how many days?
We got there on a Saturday. We were there for 7 days.
Oh, you were like, golly. When did you leave your house? Because so we got back from Daytona. I feel like we've been back months, but it hadn't been that long.
I know.
So you were only back like 3 weeks before you took off cross country.
Yeah, so I took off on March 28th, which is a Thursday. So I took off, and then we were in Arizona that Sunday.
The 31st.
Yeah,
no, you left New Hampshire and drove straight to Todd's.
Yep. One day, 15 hours, but I gained an hour with the time change, so it was only 14 hours. And then the very next day, we just kind of hung out. We didn't do any traveling. We got everything ready, loaded up all the bikes, and then Saturday and Sunday we drove, yeah.
Okay, so you took 2 days to get out there.
Yeah, from his house. It was 1,700 miles from his house.
Okay. Man, that's a pretty big haul.
Yeah, It was fun. Like I said, to recap Arizona Bike Week, it's a good time. Cave Creek is a lot of fun. It's just maybe a 2 or 3 day thing, and it's a really small, local, low-key event. It was fun. I just won't go back.
Okay. Well, you experienced it. So you're telling me, yeah, the rally is, so to speak, if you're going to go out there and do all the rides, you don't have to go during Arizona Bike Week.
Pretty much, yeah. Because I think that Cave Creek, it looks like pretty biker friendly throughout the whole year. Scottsdale Harley-Davidson was gigantic. I mean, that place is huge. I was walking around, I couldn't believe how big it was. It doesn't look that big because it's in a really weird spot. It's like right downtown, and you wouldn't expect a Harley dealer to be there, but it's pretty big. It was funny too because that was where I ran into the Throttled Roots podcast guys.
Yeah, okay.
So I went upstairs. So they were DJing the whole event. They were there and telling everybody what's going on and stuff and doing all sorts of stuff. And I was sitting up there and kind of just looking out over the crowd, watching the bikes, and I could hear his voice in the background. I said, that sounds so familiar. Like, where do I know that voice from? And then I just look around. I see his big Throttle Roots, the banner. And I'm like, that's what it is. So I went over there and introduced myself, told him, who we were. And he's like, oh, yeah. He remembered, because he had reached out to us and wanted to do a little collaboration. So,
yeah, because he hasn't always been Throttle Roots. Everything got hacked. His Instagram, and he went through all that, and he kind of had to stop for a minute and then regroup and get back going. But yeah, he's got a pretty popular show out there. He's in California somewhere.
Yeah, he's in California, definitely, because he does bike nights. He's got all the nice equipment. Like, we did a little podcast together, so you can go on Throttle Roots and listen to my little segment from him. But he had it all set up right there on the table. He's like, put the headphones on, had the microphones, and he had the soundboard. He had it all going on. He's got the real deal.
Oh, cool. One day we hope to be that way.
Yeah, and he's a really, really cool dude. His name is Ray. I talked to Ray the whole time. Ray. And the other buddy, I didn't really get to talk to him as much. He was busy, but Ray was a cool dude, and we got to chat. talk about bikes, talk about Arizona Bike Week, and all sorts of good stuff. And our podcast. And so he said, reach out to him anytime. If we ever need any help with anything, just reach out to him.
Okay. Well, cool. So, I think he puts his up live on YouTube, I believe.
Yep, I believe he does. Yep.
Yeah, because I've been playing in the garage and full of motorcycles, I hadn't been on YouTube that much. I did see where I may have emailed today or last week or something that the Thrashing guys had went to Arizona Bike Week.
Yeah, I saw that, and I watched that video, and you know they always make it look cooler than it is. But no, I wanted to see where they went and see what they thought about it too. Cause I'm not sure if they've ever been either. I think that was their first time.
Okay. Well, I hate that you make it to Westworld, because just the things that I've been watching on Instagram loosely, you know, people pop up a story. I know that, Curtis and the Hoffman team was out there. Yep. They were set up. Let's see who else. Paul and the guys from the Fairing Exchange were out there.
Yeah, there was a ton of vendors, even at the Harley dealer. There was, you know, Legends was there.
Okay.
So it was definitely a different scene, because, you know, I've never been to a rally where Ramjet has a booth set up.
Yeah,
Ramjet, Dirty Bird Concepts had a booth set up. You know, Paul Yaffe was having a beer down right there. You know, John Shope was there.
Okay.
So it was pretty cool to see all those guys and, you know,
yeah, they're in Arizona. All those guys are in Arizona, aren't they?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's kind of like their Laconia for me.
Yeah. True. Yeah. True.
So,
your overall experience, I mean, going out there riding, seeing parts of the country you've never seen, and, you know, riding roads that, I mean, are, what is that, 3,000 miles from your house?
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, my overall experience, it was a great experience driving across country, going through New Mexico, Oklahoma, all those Missouri, all those states I'd never seen before. It was just cool to see. So
yeah, but as an overall, if you had to put it back on the list, okay, I'm going this bike week or this event or whatever. I mean, Arizona Bike Week, yes or no? I mean, well, you said it, but probably not a bike we could go to again.
Yeah, probably not. It's just a little too far away for what it was.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. For the rally part.
For the rally part, yeah.
Okay.
So, but I would, you know, go out there for the riding again and definitely stay somewhere. I wouldn't stay in Scottsdale. Scottsdale is real. It's huge. There's no big buildings though. It's just a huge city with a lot of traffic, a lot of people driving like maniacs. And
how was the weather there?
The weather, you got out of towns? It was cold every morning, and I might have wore a t-shirt riding one time, but other than that, I always had a hoodie on, my vest. So it was never really warm riding. I never broke a sweat.
Okay.
So, but we did get to go to Buddy Stubbs Harley Davidson.
Really?
Yeah, and he's got a really cool museum inside his dealership, and well, I spent, you know, an hour in there just looking at all the bikes. He had a bike, one of every bike, it seemed like. He had an FXR, he had that Fat Boy. You ever watch Cruise the Originals? So that Smoking Joe, the old guy that always goes to their shop.
Yeah, the 90 Fat Boy, Grey Ghost, the first one.
Yeah, the Grey Ghost. They had one of those in there. That he had all sorts of bikes in there. Nortons, Triumphs, everything in there. It was pretty cool.
Okay. Yep. And were you able to see Cruzy's setup? Didn't he have a setup out there with some of his parts and stuff?
Yeah, but they were having a stunt show, but it was on Saturday, the day I was leaving.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so, but we rode by Cruzy Originals. I saw where they were, and they were outside out there doing donuts and doing wheelies, and it was pretty cool to see that.
Well, cool deal.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I had a good time. I mean, that's, Golly, it's on the other side of the country. Did you live? I mean, if people don't know where Brian lives, I'm not giving out his address, but he lives. You can stand in your yard, and when you look out your back door there, you're looking at the mountains in Maine.
Yeah, pretty much. Your
state line is like, what? It's right there at your house.
Yeah, it's not far.
So you went all the way across country. That's awesome. I know some guys here from town. They just made it to California. They left last Thursday. Yeah, they rode out there. They're doing the Hog 50. There's a spot in all 50 states. And you can go. There's a ride to it. There's a Harley Hunters group puts out. And once you do that, they have an app, and you can download your picture and Hog sends you a coin for that state. And then they do a 10 for 24. Every year, I guess for the past 3 years, they've done 10 different rides across the country. They can be in multiple states. There's 10 of them each year, and you can do the same thing. Do that ride, get you and your bike in front of whatever the stop is, and send it in on the app, and they'll send you a coin. I've done, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 of them for the past couple of years. And what's funny is I've done ones that are further out, like South Dakota, North Dakota. I haven't done the one that's in North Carolina. I could do it a day. And like, we were in Lahoma. Yeah, you cute. Remember when I said we got to stop and get a picture of this sun? Yep. 2 years ago when we rode up. I thought that was pretty cool. Those guys, you know, they just packed up and like, we're going to California. So, and the weather has been somewhat good for them. I mean, we've had, you know, all right here in the southeast, some rain, but yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That's awesome that you went out there and got to see that and did it with some cool guys.
Yep.
So you knocked that off your bucket list. So now you got to, next year, Sturgis.
Yeah. So I was just thinking that, like, I would really like to ride to Sturgis. That would be fun because it's in August. It's warm here and it should be warm all the way over there. So,
Well, what we can do is you can, again, put it in the back of the truck and knock out a good 1,000 miles, and we'll get the Todd's and we'll ride from his house straight across.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, see, I want to ride the farthest north of the U.S. to go to Sturgis. I've always, you know, I live here in the South, so I leave the South and I do the Missouri and kind of that way. I want to get further up, you know, and ride up that way and come in and come down, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, so we could leave Todd's Indiana area. We could go up north to, like, Michigan, go up that way and just bang a left. And I don't know what states
are
there.
Well, if you go to Michigan, you got to hit water to get over to Wisconsin. So, we could hit Canada and do the whole Canadian route, which there's some unbelievable spots. But yeah, you said it a while ago. You get spoiled where you live there in New Hampshire, because you drive those roads every day going to, you know, to do whatever you do. And here I'm spoiled too. I can walk right out here on my porch and look straight into the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah.
And I take that for granted. And I think I rode it maybe once last year. I just don't, you know, I do some rides and I ride a pretty good bit. I tend to parkway for the simple fact of, and I've done it so many times, and that's not the point. It gets crowded, and it's not fun.
Yeah.
Just like going to the Tail of the Dragon. I've done it quite a few times, but you just have to hit it perfect, like on a Wednesday at 8:30, and there may be no one there. But if you go on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's a parade, and there's just there's just too many people. It's not Main Street and Daytona.
I can see that from like those roads in Arizona, they were getting, we went early and they were getting pretty busy. So like on the way out, on the way out, you know, you get stuck behind, you're like in a parade, you're 15 cars back from a RV going 15 miles an hour. And those roads are so nice. You want to kind of, you know, have a little speed to you so you can do the corners. They got them, they got the roads like curved and banked good. And but so I'm sure that's, you know, you get on the ridge, the Blue State, what is it called?
Blue Ridge Parkway.
Yeah, you get on the Blue Ridge Parkway and you get stuck behind some buses and that's no fun.
Yeah, yeah, because the speed limit is 45, I believe, and they stick to that. And which, you know, you want to be doing that, and because it's a scenic. But yeah, it gets way too crowded, and it's more in the fall than I say now. But for pretty much from now till it gets too cold to go, it's packed 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Well, it is the most visited, the Great Smoky Mountains, which is what, I don't know, maybe 2 hours from here. And the Blue Ridge Mountains, and then right over to the Smokies is the most visited, I want to say, national park in the U.S. I think. And what thing about is at that particular national park is there's no, you just go into it. There's no stopping gate and like that in other, like say Yellowstone or places like that. It's, there's, and there's so many roads, but yeah, the, like the trip I talked about going to Pennsylvania there, I've been looking at maps up there. There are some roads up there that are unbelievable. And I know a few people that are from that area and they've talked about it. And that's one thing on my list. And I hope to do that this year.
Yeah. Pennsylvania definitely. Cause, they have a Mustang event, Carlisle.
Yep.
Pennsylvania, and the roads are really fun to drive around out there. Mm-hmm. So they got some good roads. Speaking of national forests, national parks, we went to the Petrified National Park, which is it's Petrified Forest. It's called.
Did you buy a rock? You can't pick one up because it's illegal.
Oh, I tried. Those things are heavy. I tried.
You didn't get like a little one.
Yeah. It was funny because, you know, you see them and it's like, they look like logs.
Yeah.
Like wooden logs. Then you walk up to them and it's a mineral. It's stone. And you're like, wow, it's really, really cool looking.
Yeah.
I've seen but I'm like, oh. Yeah, I said, it's, said, pull over. I'm going to grab one of those right now. So I went up to it, and I'm like, I can't even move it.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't stick a hand on a rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Huh? But it was funny because as we were leaving, it said, there was a sign that said, your car will be searched or something, subject to search. So, yeah. They're not messing around.
Oh, yeah. I've heard stories about people on motorcycles. I'm, you know, some kind of Facebook group or something through the years, and you know, this is so cool, and they got pulled over and searched and fined. They're like, you stole from the national park.
Yeah,
it's illegal. That's a federal issue. Just like on the Blue Ridge Parkway, when you get up to Front Royal and you go in to there's another part there, Front Royal, Virginia, it becomes a federal road. And so I cannot remember what part that is, but the speed limit drops down, I want to say, to around 35. And if you get a ticket, it is a federal ticket and not a state ticket.
Ooh.
So it's pretty wild. And I know some of my Virginia, Western North Carolina people up there will chime in, send me a message and tell me where that is. Right this minute, I want to say it's Front Royal. I can't. And I wrote it not too long ago. 2 years ago when I was heading up to Colony to see you, but yeah. Yeah, so you're in New Hampshire, so I'm assuming you didn't get searched and arrested.
Yeah, nope. But that national park it's gigantic because the national parks around us are pretty small. This one was from the gate, from one gate to the next gate, was 28 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you rode through and you got to see each site. It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool, yeah.
So,
there's another thing I was going to ask you about Arizona. The left lane is for passing only.
Yes.
And they pull you over even if you're not speeding and you get a ticket. Is that right?
That's correct, yep. Yeah, if they see you over there in that left lane and you're not passing someone and you're causing someone to not pass other people and they're right behind you, they're going to pull you over.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the speed limit, like 80 out there?
Yeah, well, in Oklahoma through New Mexico, it's about 80 miles an hour. But the thing is, on the way out there, we were directly into the wind. The wind was brutal. Like, we stopped in Texas in some spot, and I could barely even open the door to get out. The wind was so powerful.
So who all went?
Just three of us, me, Todd, and RJ.
Okay.
Yeah, so RJ is the guy. He got the rear shocks from Mike from Suspension Technologies 2 years ago in Daytona.
On the street glide.
Yep, on the street glide, yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, all right. Let's get back to...
I'm glad that Arizona Bike Week was fun for you and you knocked that off your bucket list.
Yeah, so it was fun. Good time, definitely had.
Okay. So,
all right, let's talk about motorcycles. Let's talk about... So you brought an FXR to Daytona, and it hasn't been going good since you've been home.
So in all of my years of purchasing motorcycles and playing with them and adding parts and taking parts, and I've always had really good luck. I bought old bikes that were sitting in barns and I washed them up, fresh oil chain, some plugs, gas, and I rode one to Daytona two or three times. This, on the other hand, the 87 FXLR, has been an issue. I could have saved up a little bit more money and bought a nicer bike in the beginning. I know that. Yes. Could have done that. Probably should have done that. But I didn't. I rescued this thing because it was being neglected in a, if you want to even call it a barn, it had no sides. But anyway. So we got everything working like it should have been. And when I left Daytona, we had some, just the S&S carb was just pouring gas. It was, the longer I rode it, the worse it got. And I'm like, I'm not a mechanic. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you, but I'm just not, I don't claim to be, and I'm not going to tear something up. So it was just best for me to just park it, throw it on the trailer and come on back home before it really tore up. So I get back. We go down to CNC Thunder. Does a lot of my work. They tune the carburetor up. He's like, yeah, that thing was pouring gas like it was a 350. And so, it's going good. They ride it, everything. I load it on the trailer and take it over to my girlfriend's because we're going to do a weekend ride. And I fired the Evo, so it ticks, but the tick got louder, and it got louder, and it would not go away. And I'm like, that just doesn't sound right. So I was like, let me just cruise down the road. Let me, get some more RPMs and get it, it's a lifter. It needs to be pumped up. I know that much about it. And I ride down the street. And it just gets louder and louder. And I'm like, okay. So I stop, pull in a driveway. I come straight back and cut it off. And so now we are at We got one lifter that's not pumping up. So for now, we are going to put lifters and just go with the they're somewhat adjustable push rods. If I showed them to you, you would look at them and be like, they look like adjustable, but they only adjust so far. You know, they're not. I really don't know what they are. But the guys down there at CNC are, I trust them. And so that is our next move.
Okay.
So it's kind of been put over there in the corner at the moment because I've spent some money on the Road Glide that needed to be done. So by next month, we'll be up and rolling with the FXR.
Finger all right.
Crossed. Yeah. So I got a swap meet coming up this weekend.
Gotcha. So you mentioned the Road Glide. So is that on the road or is that under construction as well?
Well, it's fine. Knock on wood. I just ordered a new painted fairing for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it should be here, my fingers crossed, here in the next couple weeks.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you
do have a bike to ride, just
in- yeah. I've actually been cruising on the old 95 Heritage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've had it pegged out there on the so it's a by this before. So in 1995, the speed limit was not, you know, 70 here in our state, but they ride 90. So when you get out on the highway on the 1995 Heritage and you're screaming down the road at 70, 75, that motor is rolling and it doesn't stop like these new bikes. You know, I'm used to that, you know, jumping on my Road Glide, which has ABS and all that, and it stops really well. I kind of forget about that the old Heritage does not stop. You know, and it's noisy, and it, you know, it's a carbureted bike. It makes noises. It's, you know, it will do. You can get out on the highway. I will run 80 plus the other day for, well, from the exit I got off of, I think it's 27 miles that I was
going.
I popped it into my GPS. I'd already been 50. I think I stopped and got gas. And I said, okay, well, and the traffic was kind of thick. And I'm like, you know, we'll get in the fast lane and just try to get out of all this traffic. Well, I just stayed in the fast lane because the traffic was just thick. And we rolled 75, 80 for exactly 27 miles on that bike. And it was fun.
That's not bad.
No, I mean, it, you know, I don't want to do that every day on it because it just, you know. It's screaming. I mean, that Joker is wound out. And you got my big old butt on it, and you're screaming down the highway. But, yeah, so I do have a bike to ride, and I've ridden that bike a bunch. It's been on the road. It's been a good one. Here's one thing. I think the other day I was riding it, and I was on it's a little expressway, and I was probably about 55-60, and there's a pretty good grade on it, and I'm coming up, I'm like, that is some heavy spark knock. But I have been running non-ethanol 89-87. I get it right down the street, but I never had that happen with that bike. So I tried to run that out as best I could, and I went back to the ethanol, not 10% ethanol 93, because where I was at in town, it's 30 miles to a station I know that has non-ethanol 93. But that's what I've been doing on motorcycles.
I like it. I like to hear that you've been out riding. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've, like I said, I'm, well, we're recording tonight. I'll be out here in the next few days. Got the swap meet coming up this weekend, just down the street from my house. So about 5 miles. So I won't ride this weekend. I'll be around motorcycles and motorcycle parts. What's, you know, if you can't ride, you can hang out with motorcycle parts and motorcycle people. That's what we're doing.
That's the next best thing. So, yep. All right. So in the notes, what was this thing you said? The states with the most motorcycles.
Yeah, so this is an article.
Okay.
That I have seen this posted quite a few times. I should have sent it to you. But what, here it is. United States with the most motorcycles based on total number of motorcycles registered per 100,000 people. And this is 2000. Oh, it's actually a year old.
So, okay.
But we're going to go with it. And I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, let's go with it.
Okay. So we're going with it. I mean, you know, I don't know how many motorcycles, you know, are built each year. I don't keep up with that. Okay. What are the most popular? I'll get to the, but what are the most popular motorcycle brands in the U.S.? What do you think?
I'm going to have to say Honda.
Okay. So in 2020, so this is 4 years ago.
Okay.
United States. Harley Davidson has the largest market share based on motorcycle sales. In 2020, Harley Davidson sold 103,650 Harley Davidson motorcycles.
Wow.
That's a pretty good bit. In the U.S. Yeah. That's only U.S. numbers. So out of the states that you know, and you've been to quite a few of them here in the past few weeks, there's 50 states. What do you think has the most registered motorcycles per 100,000 people?
Huh.
This may surprise me.
Oh, this may surprise me. So my first guess would have been California, just because it's nice there. You can ride, you can split lanes. People use motorcycles more of a commuter than they do a joy ride like we do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so but I'm gonna be surprised. All right, so let's go to like let's say Wisconsin.
No, you're
okay.
So states with the most registered motorcycle per 100,000 people. Montana. Population 68,439 registered motorcycles. So again, this is per 100,000 people. So you have to take that in consideration. But guess what state is number two?
Montana. I ride with a guy who rides a bike from Montana. Huh, that's funny. You know him. We call him the voice of reason.
Yeah.
All right. So what was your second question? Sorry.
The number two state.
Number two state.
You should know this.
I should. Montana's number one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go New Hampshire then.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. You won. Population in New Hampshire is 1,377,529. Total registered motorcycles. Get this. 84,453.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Okay. So now I'll give you Wisconsin numbers, and this will make a lot more sense.
Okay.
Wisconsin has 5,895,908 registered motorcycles, 319,907.
Okay.
So, and they're doing it by 1,000.
Yeah,
so
that was kind of cool.
I'll give you South Carolina, and I just saw the South Carolina census. So, this is 2 years old. South Carolina has 5,190,705. They have more than that. We are almost at 6 million people. I think it's actually about 5.5 million, and we're not a big
state. Really?
Yes.
No, I was going to say Wisconsin. You could probably fit a couple South Carolinas in Wisconsin.
Multiple ones. And that's why it takes me an hour and a half to go to Bike Week, and it's only 28 miles. But anyway, registered motorcycles, 148,851.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Here was one I thought was pretty wild. Rhode Island, which is up there near you, not real big. It's not a road. No. It's not an island. Remember that skit from Chad? Okay, so in Rhode Island, there are 1,097,379 people.
And they're all horrible people.
Yeah. If you're from Rhode Island and you're listening, we're sorry. That was 27,391 motorcycles. Rhode Island's okay. Not big. I mean, you can look from one end to the other.
Yeah, that's not Rhode Island's like Delaware. You know, you're driving from here to Florida, and you're like, oh, welcome to Delaware, over the bridge, and welcome to wherever the next town, city, is, state is.
Jersey.
Jersey. Ugh.
Okay.
Oh,
so here's just some other. So, like, locally around me, so North Carolina, there's over 10 million people, and there's over 250,000 registered motorcycles. Okay, your former state, Massachusetts, there's over 6 million people, almost 7, 147,000 motorcycles. But I was going to give you California, just so we know. Get this. California. How many people do you think live in California?
Well, if there's 5 million people in Wisconsin, I'm going to say, I'm going to go with 13 million. No, it's probably more than that.
Yeah, keep going.
28 million.
You're way off.
46. There's
almost, at this time on this report, 40 million people.
Okay. All right.
Okay. How many motorcycles do you think those 40 million people own?
780,000.
Close. 952,000 registered.
All right. I'm getting good at this.
Yep. Okay. I just thought that was pretty cool. You know, if you look, you know, Montana, because there's not a lot of people there. That's why. But I mean, we can go ahead and say California has more people and more motorcycles than anywhere.
Yeah, that's safe. So now, next week, I'm continuing my rallies across America that Brian from the Upshift Podcast has been to. So we started in Daytona.
Yep.
Went to Arizona. Now next week, I'm going to be in the Outer Banks for Bike Week.
All right. North Carolina.
Yep.
Are you taking a bike?
I think I might. I think I might take the FXR. It's going to be a family vacation.
Okay.
But
you can fit one kid, two kids on that bike.
Yeah, definitely.
And the wife can just follow you in the car.
Yeah. So with you being that close, have you been to the Outer Banks Bike Week?
I have. Well, I take that back. I went for a rally. It was a state hog rally. And the Outer Banks Bike Week was, I think, just ended or was about to start. So we either caught a day at the end or a day in the beginning. And that's been years ago. And then I went on a trip and didn't even think about it being Bike Week up there. And we hit it was like we got there that afternoon and that was the last day of it. So I really, you can say I've been, but I didn't experience it. But I've been to the area multiple times, and it's a really nice area. You're going at a very good time of year because it's not Blazing Saddles hot. That's coastal, so the riding is not all that great, but there's just a lot of cool things to see. You know, the ocean, there's a lot of
beaches.
Yeah, but there's marshlands and it's just a cool, I mean, there's just a lot of cool places to see up there that, you know, they're not mountains. I mean, you're at sea level, so everything's flat, but there's some pretty neat places to see up there. The Lost Colony, the lighthouse that they moved. There's some cool, you're right there, not too far from the Virginia border. So there's some cool things up there. But yeah, that is a really nice area. It's a great vacation spot because it's not commercialized like Daytona, Myrtle, you know, hot spots like that are just overrun with people and, you know, t-shirt shops.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not expecting it to be a huge rally. I think it's just going to be kind of like an Arizona Bike Week thing, kind of locals and, you know, not really that spread out and just kind of, you know,
a bunch of. There's a, you need to get on, it's on, they're on Facebook. It's Full Throttle Magazine.
Okay. Oh, they put it on?
I don't think they put it, puts it on. But yeah, they will have their magazine. It's a pretty cool publication. It'll be the North Carolina one out the Greensboro area. But once you get into North Carolina and you stop at the first Harley shop, you can pick one up. Probably in Virginia too. It'll have because I think they just posted like the new issue coming out and Outer Banks bike cover, and it'll give you a rundown. I think it's more, there's some bands and there's some bike shows and they have different rides that, you know, could ride, and then they have a list of spots to see. You know, ride out, you know, 70, 80 miles and see this particular thing. When I went to the state there, the locals, they had rides every day. And when I say state rally, this is each state years ago had their own group rally, and it was in certain parts of the state, and you went for about 3 days, and there was multiple things going on throughout the day. And they took us on rides to places because they were looking where to stay out of traffic and where to go and where to eat. Things like that. Yeah, good. That's a great area. The Wright Brothers Monument. That's in Kitty Hawk.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
A great time of year to go.
Perfect.
Burning up.
Nice. Well, there it is again. We've been blabbing away about motorcycles and our own trips for an hour here.
Yeah, this far. I don't know. You're
trooper.
You're a trooper, and you have nothing else to do. But before we end,
come on.
We're trying to get this in. Yes, we always have to do it. What is in your saddlebag? Have in the saddlebag on bike week, and what are you taking to put in the saddlebag FXR to Outer Banks Bike Week?
Well, in the saddlebag of the Road Glide is clear glasses because I always forget them, and a stack of the Upshift podcast stickers that I labeled everywhere all over Arizona.
Awesome. I love it.
Yep. And I guess for my FXR trip to the Outer Banks, I'm going to have some sunscreen because if it gets warm, I'm going to need some sunscreen and a bottle of water. That's always good things to have.
Yeah, I'll settle back, but we'd like to thank everybody that tuned in to the Upshift podcast. I'd like to thank Mike and Gang Suspension Technologies for always having our straight down the road. Check the USA book. They are the Myrtle Beach. Out with them next month. Next rally coming up is over there in Florida. Not too. Hey, we are the Upshift Podcast, and we talk about motorcycles, and if you listen again, and reach out to us on Instagram and Brian
Instagram. I think it's the Upshift Brian on Instagram.
You can find me at the Upshift Podcast on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook or on there. But yeah, we've had a good time. So
yeah.
We'll another episode. We're going to start doing some 30-minute short episodes where we just talk all about riding, not talk about rallies and motor chocolate and things like that. Podcast. We'll see you on the next one.
See ya.